It's time we answer a question on your stock in a little segment we like to call Your Stock, Our Take. Buy, sell, or hold.
So Covalon, symbol COV on the TSX Venture, its current price is around $8.80, market cap $191 million. What does the company do? They, like I said, they're a researcher, developer, manufacturer, and marketer of patent-protected medical products that improve patient outcomes and save lives in the areas of advanced wound care, infection management, and surgical procedures. They do business in the U.S., in Canada, the Middle East, Europe, Asia, Latin America, and a number of other international countries. The stock is up over 70% year-to-date. Much of this came from massive share gains that the company experienced in May when it won a series of competitive contract bids in the Middle East with an estimated sales value of $100 million over a three-year period. Now, this week, Covalon released record quarterly results, which were received very positively by the market, with the shares jumping another 20% in the past 5 days. Those results, some of the highlights, $7.9 million in revenues, up 34%. Net income grew to $2.2 million, which is about 9 cents per share from just 2 cents per share in the same period of the prior year. And adjusted EBITDA was up to $2.7 million from just about $800,000. So tremendous growth there in the results. Now, Covalon has seen great share price gains in the last few months and over the course of this year, backed by large growth and a squeaky clean balance sheet. It is a very liquid balance sheet as well. The company's strong fundamentals and financial position, along with its $100 million contracts over the next 3 years, give it a great base to grow from. Its valuation is looking a little high based on the last 12 months, but if it continues to put up the numbers that it has in the past quarter, those numbers should drop as earnings catch up. Now, this quarterly profit, if it were to continue at this rate, could be a game changer moving forward in terms of valuations. However, we do note that about $4.5 million of the gains in the quarter came from a license payment, which tend to be lumpy in nature. Product revenues in the quarter actually decreased, but this was likely due to shipment delays on the Saudi Arabian contract. So they should be picking up in coming quarters. Covalon is a well-run growth business run by smart management, and the potential for growth here is real. At present, however, we would rank it a hold given the fact that it has very premium valuations and a bit of lumpiness in terms of the license revenues that we saw gains in that quarter that may not be sustainable near term. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and so you see those headline numbers that look like shocking growth, and then if you dig a little deeper, you can find out there's some one-time numbers there, and you know you definitely have to do that when making any investment in any company, and it's the sustainability and kind of the quality of the earnings that the company is producing going forward, and that's why you know we love to see companies with recurring revenues. Like if you can see that you know sticky recurring revenues, some of the companies with the SaaS or software as a service model. Far more predictive. Now we are seeing very high valuations given to those companies, but you know you can see why because of the predictability going forward. But you can't just pay anything for them on the other side too. So you know, we want to look at quality of earnings, and you want to look at every company individually and analyze a report when it comes out to see, were there some one-time numbers in there? What is the sustainability of the earnings going forward? And those are keys when evaluating any stock. So we're going to move on to our dog of the week, and I'm going to let Aaron take that dog.